morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Wake up!
Brahms has breakfast in the bag, so to speak. It's Brahms Bag of Biscuits. Five sausage biscuits for only $5.55. No kidding, five for only $5.55. And not just any old breakfast biscuits. We're talking Brahms. Big, fluffy, golden buttermilk biscuits with our perfectly seasoned sausage. Brahms Bag of Biscuits. Five for only $5.55. Every day at your neighborhood Brahms.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Several agricultural groups here in state joined the Sand County Foundation recently to congratulate Jimmy and Ginger Emmons, farmers from Leedy and owner-operators of Emmons Farm, for being named the first Oklahomans ever to win the coveted Aldo Leopold Award in conservation. Emmons Farm was converted to no-till in 1995, and Jimmy later adopted crop rotations, cover crops, and planned grazing management as well. He was also one of the first farmers in his area to experiment with pollinator strips and companion crops.
Yes, the Aldo Leopold Award in conservation is one of the most prestigious awards that a conservationist can be given, and we're very honored and very humbled to be a part of that. We're very thankful that associations here in Oklahoma brought the Leopold Award to Oklahoma, the first one ever here in Oklahoma. So the Cattlemen's, the Conservation Commission, the Noble Foundation, numerous other sponsors and associations that's helped us bring that here. And so we're very thankful to be a part of that.
Given in honor of renowned conservationist Aldo Leopold, the Leopold Conservation Award recognizes extraordinary achievement in voluntary conservation. It inspires other landowners through these examples and provides a visible forum where farmers, ranchers, and other private landowners are recognized as conservation leaders. The $10,000 award and a crystal depicting Aldo Leopold will be officially presented to the Emmons family in conjunction with Earth Day observances at the Oklahoma State Capitol in spring of 2018. And now wrapping up our time, yesterday, President Donald Trump took action to reduce the land size of both the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments. In reaction to this move, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said this act hearkened the return of common sense to environmental stewardship, arguing that the 1906 Antiquities Act was designed to stop theft and destruction of archaeological sites and other federal lands of historic or scientific interest. Duval stated that the act requires the president to reserve the smallest area compatible with the proper care and management of the objects to be protected. However, he insinuated that the law has been abused by past administrations, and millions of acres of already scarce grazing land in these areas have been quarantined as a result, effectively harming farmers and ranchers throughout the West. Duval thanked Trump for following the example of past presidents such as Taft, Wilson, Coolidge, Eisenhower, and Kennedy, who all shrank the size of established monuments. Conversely, he admonished the Obama administration, which created and expanded more new national monuments than any other administration in U.S. history, locking up 5.5 million acres of land and 545 million acres of water resources in the process. You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.